To say there's something special about the music of the Beatles is a ludicrous understatement. The songwriting team of Paul McCartney and John Lennon penned some of the most loved and best-known songs of our time. Even today, over 50 years since they first played, their music can still move, arouse and inspire. The magic and genius of John Lennon inspired my next guest to create a unique production in tribute to Lennon's music and mystery. John Waters' Looking Through a Glass Onion premiered in 1992, and in its latest incarnation, the show is coming to the Newcastle Civic Centre on Friday, October 14. This time around, he's added another dimension to the show, an interactive masterclass. And to find out more, John Waters joins me this morning. John, welcome to 2NM.
Thanks, Max. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. What is it about John Lennon that made you create this show and keeps you coming back to it all these years later?
Lennon's one of the influences musically for me, obviously, and I was in bands in the middle 60s in England, although we were a blues band and we mainly did real American rhythm and blues, but we were occasionally flirted with the top 20 pop music, and the Beatles were an inspiration to everybody. They were rewriting the rule book about music every single time they made a new recording. When it came to the early 90s, as you said, when we started the show, I was basically just looking for a vehicle for myself to go back to what I used to do about being in bands and playing and singing and use what I'd since learned by branching out into being an actor, which had been my main career and what people most sort of knew me for, I guess. I just thought, well, what about John Lennon, you know? It came to me that he would be something that I should do. I'd always sort of dabbled with doing a bit of Lennon-esque kind of humour and imitating him to amuse my friends, which I did back then. You know, he used to put on the John Lennon voice and talk like that about. We thought they were all a bit strange up there in Liverpool, you know, because I was down in London as a kid. So I put it together, sang the songs, played them with a little bit of monologue in between the songs, in a haphazard way, a sort of collage effect, stuck them all together. I didn't want it to be like a history lesson or anything. I just threw it all together, and it was like I'd taken all the pages of Lennon's songs and his life and thrown them up in the air and just put them together where they fell. And more by luck than good judgment, I managed to hit a chord with people. The show became popular, and people asked us to keep doing it and come back again, and I love doing it. It's a great thing for me to be able to commune with an audience. I've got control of everything. I'm out front of a band, talking and singing to an audience. I have them in the palm of my hand. It's a beautiful experience for me, and hopefully for the audience too. So yes, it's worked, and it's been a vehicle that I've come back to. This is probably the third incarnation of the show. We're doing the basic five-man band version this time around, and it's nice to be back doing it, I must say.
Now, just getting to the show and getting inside the John Lennon persona, you are an actor by trade and by craft. Your performance has been called, amongst other things, angry, wired and powerful. How hard is it to get inside the John Lennon persona?
You know, if you'd have a vivid imagination, fertile imagination, which I do, you just place yourself there, and I really can't. I suppose, it'd be nice if I were able to sort of say, well, step by step, this is what I do, but I can't really detail it like that. It's something you have to feel, and I'm not pretending to be John Lennon. I really am me, and I'm doing a sort of my version of John Lennon. There was only one definitive John Lennon, and he's unfortunately no longer with us, so I don't dress up to look like him or pretend really to be him. I do the voice, but I don't really say to the audience, this is me impersonating John Lennon at any stage. It's John Waters on stage with his own version of what John Lennon might have been like had he been standing here today giving an interview and singing his songs. And that's really the best way to describe the show, I suppose.